And as you've probably seen ever since the Paris attacks, cities around the world have displayed the colors of the French flag in lights. San Francisco City Hall went blue, white, and red, as did the Empire State Building, Jerusalem's old city walls, the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, London's Tower Bridge. Len Schnabel is owner of Design Light, a design lighting firm. He's with us now. And Len, how easy is it for people to change these colors of lighting on a moment's notice like this?
Well, it's really, the technology is really advanced in our industry, and the software and the hardware is very easy to change around. LED technology has changed the hardware of lighting, and software programs have made it very easy to program LEDs on exteriors of buildings.
And all of these landmarks have this high-end LED technology that they can just do at the touch of a button?
Well, many of them do. This is really something that's being built into buildings, and you can change that. There are pre-programmed looks that can be called up immediately that can be are used, and then you can also custom programmed based on the colors that you need or that you require.
Well, we remember the White House lit up like a rainbow after this summer's Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. How much do you think that these things matter? Some people look at this and say, oh, this is, you know, an empty gesture.
No, I think it's very impactful. I think that as lighting designers, we have the ability to change people's minds, and we are all very visual beings. As a species, we react to light and color, and I think as a designer, we can manipulate that and create an amazing array of colors on buildings around the world.
And you think it still has the same meaning, even though it's now being done with more frequency?
Oh, absolutely. It's it's a function of the internet, obviously, and the way we're all connected together. But lighting has a way of affecting those amazing feelings that we have, they as you can see by the Paris bombings from last weekend.
You know, as I looked at some of the images from these landmarks around the world, I was very impressed by the Eiffel Tower yesterday, very bright blue, white, and red. And the Acropolis was, I thought, really impressive. Which ones impressed you?
Well, I think the one that really jumped out is the Opera House in Sydney.
Yeah.
That's just such an iconic sculptural building to start with. That really jumped out for me. And obviously the Acropolis and the Eiffel Tower are just world-renowned landmarks. So they are just, it just pops forward.
I was in Chicago over the weekend after the attacks, and they lit up the Sears Tower, I guess it's now it's called the Willis Tower, with just a red spire and a blue spire. And I thought, well, you know, compared to some of these others, that's not that impressive. But at the same time, there's not much you can do on a building like the Willis Tower.
Well, I think now architectural designers are integrating permanent LED lighting in the design of their buildings. I think that you see that certainly in Las Vegas. You see that certainly even City Hall in any town can be lit permanently and can reflect either a winning sports team or a particular cause or celebration is easy to do on a building facade.
That's Len Schnabel, who is the owner of Design Light, a design lighting firm. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.